I was born bold.
Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Rob Heathcote's been a revelation for us. Whisper, a nice bit of levity for us over the journey, and we need a laugh more than anything else. He's also got some very fine horses. Tipped us for Show Me the Money. Kept this whole segment alive with his tips, and he's got a few in at Doomben tomorrow, so we'll find out how they're going to go. Go, Robbie.
Yeah, g'day, Gary. We're racing. I suppose that's the big positive at this stage.
Yeah, about the only sport that is going on at the moment. So how have you been affected? How are you handling it all up there? And what would have happened if we weren't racing tomorrow?
Well, the biggest change happened in the last 24 hours because Racing Queensland's just decided to try and, in an effort to keep us going, they've introduced zone racing. So basically they've divided Queensland up into five zones. Right. I suppose in an effort that if somebody gets it in one zone, they can shut that zone down and racing can keep going in the other four zones. So it's probably not such a bad idea. Christ, I hate to even think what would happen if they shut us down completely. You know, what do you do with, I mean, just in the Brisbane area alone, 1,000 horses, what do you do? Yeah. They still have to be worked. They still have to be cared for. So, you know, I suppose like, I don't know, post-Depression years, post-war years, racing, you know, in essence, kept the nation going to a degree with its, you know, entertainment and obviously, of course, the betting factor because it's just a huge business. And just here in Queensland alone, Gary, I mean, there's 11,000 full-time jobs. I mean, you turn that off overnight, you know, what a loss to the society. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's just hard to contemplate, isn't it? I can tell you that the races tomorrow will never be more watched ever, I wouldn't have thought, including the spring carnivals and the Melbourne Cups of the world and all that sort of stuff, because there is nothing on tomorrow. And that means we'll be having a look at Minji, Downloading, Monaco Snob and Guntonte, amongst others.
Yeah, look, it's Minji. Tell me, where'd that name come from?
Minji Lee.
You're a sporting guru? Yeah, well done. Australian Golfer of the Year 2 years ago, and West Australian, I think she is, and her brother, Min Woo Lee, he's a top golfer as well. So, yeah, a few golfing nuts up here, and she's a talented filly. I mean, she's one of, I'm not going to say she's as good as Rothfire, but she's not far behind him. She's pretty talented, but she's come up in against a pretty quality field. Tony Gollan, my arch rival just up the road from me, he's got one in there that I think they paid $575,000 for. One start, one win. He goes very, very good. So it's going to be hard to beat. We've drawn wide, but Minji's all class. She's very, very good. So and you're going to get 8 or 9 to 1. I think she represents pretty good each-way value if she has some luck in run. Just caught 3 deep. She had one run. Was 3 deep the whole way and still had the tenacity to run third. It was a super run. She gets a bit of luck tomorrow. She can give it a shake.
And what's your best bet for the day, do you think, Robbie?
I would say her, Minji, each way. I mean, I've got another very, very good horse in later in the day called Guntonte, race 9. He's only a 3-year-old. He's probably in the top 3 or 4 3-year-olds in the state. He's won over 400,000 last year. He had the one run down the Gold Coast and got rolled, but everyone who knows, follows my stables, knows I'm not a huge fan of that track down there. I mean, good horses get beat. Farnan, he won the Golden Slipper, for heaven's sakes, and he's had 6 runs, 5 wins, 1 defeat, Gold Coast. There you go, there's your answer.
Hey, we've got a minute. You had a horse called Hop Garden, won $800,000. It was retired last year. It's a very good horse. Strange name for a horse. How did you name it?
Oh, look, I named a lot of my horses, lads, after places that I visited in my former life. I was a pretty shy young lad, and I worked for a company called Kentucky, and we took tours around Europe, and I remember one occasion I was in Hofgarten, dormitory-style accommodation. And, you know, when I say dormitory, you're sharing a room with 20 or 30 other people, and there was a young girl on another bus. Staying there, we looked at each other and we saw that little twinkle and I thought, gee, where do I go here? I said to my driver, give us the keys to the bus. I've got to go and study the map. You know which map I was going to study.
Right.
So anyway, I go out there on the bus and put a bit of soft music on, a bit of bread, away we went. So we finished, jumped down out of the back of the bus, and there was about 100 people around the balcony all looking down into the bus and gave us a nice round of applause. I lost a bit of shyness, I can tell you.
Robbie, we're coming up to 7 o'clock news. Not before time. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
And for the last time too, I think.
Good luck tomorrow with your horses. We'll take the news. We've got a discussion to have with our producer. We'll be back. Sammy Edmund is coming up very shortly. The Adventures of Whippy Watson, too, just after. And I think this is a stirring rendition. Basil Zemplis is going to join us. And our good friend, the Opal, Kayla George. She's had a massive week-long drive from Melbourne to Cairns. She'll join us as well on Fun Friday. But after 7, Brad Blanks to continue. A bit of a laugh. Oh, boy. Well, will you get to the news, please?